This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for 5 to 11-year-olds. The company said trials showed the vaccine was safe, well-tolerated, and showed robust neutralizing antibody responses at the lower dose levels. Pfizer says it plans to seek authorization for the vaccine's use for the younger age group soon. Officials say a gunman has opened fire at a university in Russia. 8 people are dead and 28 are hurt. The Interior Ministry said the suspect was detained after being wounded in an exchange of fire with police. There was no immediate information on his identity or possible motive. Students and staff at Perm State University locked themselves in their rooms. Some video footage from the scene captured a black-clad, helmeted figure striding on a campus sidewalk, cradling a long-barreled weapon. Russia's investigative committee said the gunman fired a smoothbore hunting weapon. The university said about 3,000 people were on campus at the time of the shooting. Russia's ruling party has retained its supermajority in parliament. That further cements President Vladimir Putin's grip on power in elections that most opposition politicians were barred from and that were marred by multiple reports of violations. The vote has been watched closely for any signs that Putin's control might slip, though, ahead of the 2024 presidential election. It's not yet clear whether Putin will run again, choose a successor, or outline a different path. But he is expected to keep his hand on the tiller, whatever he decides, and an obedient parliament will be crucial. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau gambled on an early election in a bid to win a majority of seats in parliament, but he now faces the threat of being knocked from power in Monday's election. Polls indicate Prime Minister Trudeau's Liberal Party is in a tight race with the rival Conservatives. It will likely win the most seats in parliament, but still fail to get a majority, forcing it to rely on an opposition party to pass legislation. Trudeau entered the election leading a stable minority government that wasn't under threat of being toppled. The head of the United Nations is warning of a potential new Cold War if the United States and China don't repair their relationship. He calls that relationship between the two large and deeply influential countries completely dysfunctional. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke to the Associated Press this weekend ahead of this week's annual United Nations gathering of world leaders. He said the world's two major economic powers should be cooperating on climate and negotiating more robustly on trade and technology. He says they should be working together, even given persisting disputes about human rights, economics, online security, and disputes over sovereignty in the South China Sea. French President Emmanuel Macron will speak in the coming days with President Joe Biden in their first contact since a major diplomatic crisis erupted between France and the United States. That was over a submarine deal with Australia. The phone call is at the request of President Biden, according to government spokesman Gabriel Attal, adding that there was shock and anger at first in France over the news of the deal, but now it's time to move forward. What the French now call a grave crisis erupted over the sudden surprise end to a 2016 contract worth at least $66 billion between France and Australia to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines. Instead, Australia signed on with the United States and Britain for 8 nuclear-powered submarines. Spain has led a rebellion over soaring energy prices across Europe. Analysts fear it could endanger the continent's economic recovery in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Madrid's leftist coalition government last week approved a shock plan to divert $3 billion from utility companies to consumers over the next 6 months until gas prices are expected to stabilize. We have more on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.